Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph 15a, and we are in the middle of Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph by the Mishnah, by the beginning of the second perek of Mikseches Taina. So we are going to start the Mishnah today. This is a very long Mishnah, which is going to talk more about the procedure of what happens on these final days of the fast days, the final set of fast days that happen when there is a major drought going on. So says the Mishnah, Seder Tainios Keset. So what's the procedure for davening on these fast days? Motzina Sateva L'Rechova Sheliyer. So we bring the Teva, we bring the Aron Kodesh from the shul into the town square, v'nosin efer miklal gabe teva, and then we put the ashes on the Aron Kodesh, v'rosh ha-nasi v'rosh ha-beis, and we also put ashes on the head of the nasi and on the head of the based in, and every single individual puts ashes on their own head. And the elder statesman amongst them goes and gives a nice little pump-up speech, and he says, our brethren, it doesn't stay by the people of Nineveh when they need to do tshuva, that Hashem saw their sackcloth and they're fasting. Rather, instead of all of the external things that they did, that wasn't what made the impact in terms of Hashem giving them forgiveness. Rather, what it was the changing of their ways and the actual tshuva that they do. And in the Nevi'im it says that we have to change our hearts, not our clothes, meaning it's most important to actually change ourselves in terms of tshuva as opposed to the outside external changes that we make in terms of our clothing, in terms of not eating. We got to make sure to actually do true tshuva. Amdu b'tfila. So when they go to stand in tefila in the town square, Moridim Lefnei Ateva, so they send down a chazan. Who's the chazan? Zakin V'Ragil. It should be someone who's well-versed, someone who's a veteran. V'yesh L'Abanim and has children. V'yesh L'Rekam and his house is empty. K'desh Yolibo Shalim b'tfila. Simple explanation is that this person needs a lot of tefila, so therefore he's going to be able to be completely devoted to these tefilas. Vom Refneim Estrim V'Arba Brachos. And he says 24 brachos, as we've been mentioning in the last few amudim. Yirch Esher B'choyom, so the 18 brachos that we say of Shemon Esher every day. Most of Alem Od Sheish, and he adds another 6 brachos. These are the 6. Zichronos, number 1. Shvish Shofros, number 2. Number 3 is El Hashem Batartali Karasi Vayaneni. This is the beginning of a perek in Tehillim. That's number 3. Number 4. So that parak of Tehillim. Number 5, Mimama Kim Kirasicha Hashem. That's going to be number 5. And finally, number 6 is Tfilalani Kiyatov, the chapter of Tehillim. That starts with that. So we see each of these 6 phrases were added as a bracha, and we're going to see that there was a chasima, there was an ending bracha for all 6 of these, and these are the extra 6 brachos that made it 24. So Rabbi Omer Lo, Hayat Tzarech Lomar Zichronos V'Shofros. So Rabbi Yudah says you don't need to say Zichronos V'Shofros. So there are really 2 other prakim into Hillim that go into its place. Rather, El Omrim Tachteim, number 1, Ra'av Kiev, Aretz Dever Kiev. Or the second was Asheraya, Devar Hashem El Yirmiyahu, Al Devrei HaBatsarus. So we see that there are 2 other options as to maybe what constitutes as part of these 6, but we see that there are these 6 chapters that we are going to mention as different brachos. Omer Chos Meim, and we have the endings for the brachos. Al Rishona Omer, on the first one we say, Mishana Es Avraham Bara Moria Hu Yan Es Chame Yishma B'Kol Tzakasachem Ayom Azeh Baruch Ata Hashem Goel Yisrael. So this is going to actually be the first of 7. Oh, but we said there are 6, and there's 18 plus 6, there's 24 brachos. So this one, this first one, is actually included in Goel Yisrael, so it was really part of that other bracha. Now, Al Ashniya Omer, on the second one, on the bracha of Zichronos, we say, Mishana Es Avosenu Al Yamsuf Hu Yan Es Chame Yishma Kol Tzakasachem. So we're going back to all of the amazing moments throughout our history when Hashem saved us, and we're mentioning all of those as we're trying to get this ultimate answering of our tefilos in the times of drought from Hashem. Al Shlishis Omer, on the third brachos of Shofros, we say, Misha'ana es Yoshua ba-Gilgal, hu yana es lemi yishma kol tzakasachem ayom azeh brachat Hashem shomea trua. On the fourth one, Al Arviyas Omer, on the fourth bracha, which was the beginning of chapter Kuf Chaf in Tehillim, we say Misha Ana Es Shmua Bamitzvah Yana Eslam Yishma B'Kol Tzakas Chamayom. Azeh Baruch Hashem Shomea Tzaka. Alachamishes Hu Omer, on the fifth one, which we says was Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, we say Misha Ana Es Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel Yana Eslam Yishma B'Kol Tzakas Chamayom. Azeh Baruch Hashem Shomea Tfila. So we're reminding Hashem of the time that He saved Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. So much to go for. So much to go back to. Hashem has saved us so many times. Alachishes Hu Omer, on the sixth bracha, which is Perek of Tehillim Kuf Lamed, we say Mishana is Yom Mea Daga, Hu Yan Eschem Yishma B'Kotekaschem, Ayom Azeh Baruch HaTashem HaUne Be'Istara, and Al Ashvias Omer, on the seventh bracha, which was the chapter of Tehillim Kuf Beis, we say Mishana es David Ve'Ashlom Abino Yerushalayim, Hu Yan Eschem Yishma B'Kotekaschem, Ayom Azeh Baruch HaTashem HaMerachim Al Haaretz. So these are the extra 6 brachos that we answer Shmon Esrei. This is the first half of the Mishnah. This is Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.